to me. While my brother had no problem yelling at me to get out of his room and slamming the door, Smith would drop to his knees so we were eye level and pat my head, saying if I left them alone for a little while, he'd come look at my pet frog later. He was always nice to me, even when I probably didn't deserve it. My doting parents and strict upbringing ensured that I was firmly on the straight and narrow path. And honestly, I did what was expected of me and never deviated. At the time, I'd thought it was the right thing to do, but now I was having major regrets. I didn't want to play by anyone else's rules anymore. I wanted to live my life my way. And that meant having the hot tryst I'd never been brave enough to pursue. I was almost giddy at the thought. "Are you sure you want to do this with Smith?" Maggie asked, drawing me back to the present. "Ah, Smith," I let out a happy sigh. He was the thing all my teenage fantasies were made of. He was smart, sweet, and attractive. And he had this whole wounded alpha male thing going on. He hid it well, most people would never know. But he was adopted as an older child, and I knew that his years spent in foster care longing for a forever family had shaped the man he was today. I was sure he wanted love and acceptance and belonging just as much as I did. Maybe.